देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम केंटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 22 एलिमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल क्रिएशन टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। पूर्व अपर्यम अतः अमीशं प्रसंख्यानं अभिप्सतां यथा विविक्तं यत् वक्त्रं घृणीमः युक्ति संभवा। पौर्वापर्यम अतोमीशम पौर्वापर्यम अतोमीशम प्रसंख्यानम अभिप्सता प्रसंख्यानम अभिप्सता यथा विविक्तम यद्वक्त्रम यथा विविक्तम यद्वक्त्रम गृणीमो युक्तिसंभवा गृणीमो युक्तिसंभवा पौर्वापर्यम अतोमीशम प्रसंख्यानामभीप्सता यथा विविक्तम यद्वक्त्रम गृणीमो युक्तिसंभवा पौर्वापर्यमतोमीशाम् प्रसंख्यानामभीप्सता यथा विविक्तम् यद्वक्त्रम् गृणीमो युक्तिसंभवा। प्रसंख्यानामभीप्सतं यद्वक्त्रं गृणीमो युक्तिसंभवा पौर्यापर्यमतोमीशासंख्यानामभीप्सता यथा विविक्तं यद्वक्त्रं गृणीमो युक्तिसंभवा। माताजी Paurva, considering causal elements to include their manifest products, aparyam or assuming elements to include their subtle causes, ataha, therefore, amisham, of these thinkers, प्रसंख्यानाम द काउंटिंग अभीप्सतां हु आर इंटेंडिंग यथा हाउ विविक्तम असर्टेंड यद्वक्त्रम फ्रॉम हूज माउथ गृणीमः वी एक्सेप्ट इट युक्ति ऑफ रीजन Sambhava. Because of the possibility. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, no matter which of these thinkers is speaking, and regardless of whether in their calculations they include material elements within their previous subtle causes, or else within their subsequent manifest products, I accept their conclusions as authoritative. Because a logical explanation can always be given for each of these different theories. Purport. Although innumerable philosophers may rationally describe the material creation from different points of view, one cannot perfect one's knowledge without Krishna consciousness. An intellectual person should therefore not be falsely proud simply because he has ascertained a particular truth within the material world. The Lord here states that one who follows the Vedic way of analysis would undoubtedly have many insights concerning the material creation. Ultimately, however, one must become a devotee of Supreme Lord and perfect one's knowledge in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishay Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanama Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhya Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namastuti मदेक बंधो मत्संगी मन गुरो मन महाधना मद निस्तारक मद भाग्य मद आनंदो नमोस्तुते। असाधु साधुता दाई नति निच्चिचो तारका हान मुंच कदाचिन माम प्रेम नहृत कंठयो स्पुर। हरे कृष्ण मुकुंद माला बोल हरे कृष्ण। सॉरी सम अर्जेंट। हरे कृष्ण। सो येट अगेन एन इंस्टेंस वेयर आई एम एक्सपेक्टेड टू स्पीक इन फ्रंट ऑफ अ वेरी ऑगस्ट असेंबली ऑफ वैष्णवस। सो आई सीक योर ब्लेसिंग्स दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग सेंसिबल ऑन द ब्यूटिफुल instruction of Lord Krishna to Uddhava. This verse, you know, for me especially, Grini Maha, this word particularly is very very enlivening to me and very very hope giving, especially from the point of view of dharma. You know, here in the Bhagavat discourse, in the Bhagavat rendition, the Lord is talking about how he also supports the dharmic activity. It's very amazing where sometimes, you know, in furthermore, he is accommodative, at the same time he is chastising. So that beautiful, you know, motherly nature of the Lord is so very hope giving. You know, he is saying whatever they might do, these thinkers, whatever they might speak, whatever they might ascertain, they might take the cause, they might take the effect, they might count in the material elements. But whatever it is, I accept it to be authoritative. Now, the large heart of the Lord, where he is accommodating all different views, and same time saying that, you know, every way is correct. Of course, that does not go to say that, you know, anything you collect, anything you do is right. But here the Lord is specifically mentioning about the dharmic, especially ones who are following the path of dharma or following the path of Vedas. If somebody follows the path of Vedas, one day he will come to the right conclusion. When that day will come, we don't know, but definitely the gradual progress is assured. That is the Vedic path. You follow the Vedic path, the Lord is accommodating you. Okay, you're not wrong. But the best thing to do is to follow the Supreme Lord and his instructions by his devotees. That eventually will come in the last verse. But here the Lord is very beautifully mentioning how whatever these philosophers who out of their different perspective, when we see a particular object in our own life, you know, normally in our journey of self-discovery course, we talk about these, what is it called? Digital illusions, optical illusions, you know, where you see a normal watch glass, hour glass, but you see two faces. You know, Recently I came to know, you know, all the magicians, whatever they do, whatever they show as magic, ultimately, if you see that same magic from different perspective, you understand that it is not magic but just a kind of illusion by which the magic is, you know. So here, when we're not talking from that any perspective is right, but within the parameter of dharma, when somebody gives different perspective to look at it, everything is right. You know, I remember that particular seminar where when we are trying to ascertain somebody's activity and looking from the perspective, you know, I was attending a seminar on the art of forgiveness by Mahatma Prabhu, and there how he made, you know, he made us go through the real life experience of what we went through when somebody hurt us the most, you know, and I had no choice but to remember the most, you know, instance where, you know, I was hurt by somebody. But then through his process of, you know, proper technical analysis, he made me put myself in the shoes of that person and said, now as you are in his position, what will you think? And when that perspective was given, I suddenly realized that, you know, what I went through maybe was right. Maybe a little more exaggerated by him, but the perspective was right. So many times the munis, that they are thinking from different point of view, they might marry their own views. They might think that what they are thinking is right. But Krishna is saying from an observer's point of view, I am seeing that what he is saying is right, and what he is saying is also right. There are degrees of right, but he is saying this is right, but what the Bhagavad is saying is the best. You know, I was just discussing, I'm saying that the Lord is calling here right. You know, he's calling the Vedic path as right, the perspective as right. But at the beginning of the Bhagavad itself, we are talking about, you know, Dharma Proj the Kaita, where we are, you know, kicking out all the, you know, lower kinds of religion. Only the love of Godhead and nothing else. The direct. So I was just discussing. So he said that yes, that is there. But in this material world, everything cannot be seen from the Bhagavad point of view. In your own life, you can see it. But when you are dealing with people who are affected with moods, you can't give them the direct Bhagavad discourse. You can't condemn what they are doing. Although they might be following the Vedic path, normally it happens to us or me that, you know, when you are in a debate with a person who is apparently following a Vedic path, which is not the direct Bhagavad path of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when you are not able to win over in the argument, the last thing that you resort to is criticizing and condemning that path, you know, so that at least the preacher's false ego is, you know, kya nahi maine kuch to kiya. But that causes more harm. You know, especially I remember in my case where I, you know, before in the early days when there was some puja going on at my home, and, you know, I wanted to come and attend the Sunday feast. And how I was so vehemently opposing that puja and, you know, created a ruckus over there, very immaturely trying to just prove my own point and speak something which they won't understand. When anything is taken to the ego level, then you lose logic. And after that, whatever you say, nothing goes inside because the ears are closed. So the best way, just like, you know, when Nimai Pandit, he argued with, you know, Keshav Kashmiri, He said, okay, you know, he didn't allow his students to laugh at Keshav Kashmiri. He said, no, wait, let him do his homework and come. No, don't laugh at him. Our process is not process of defeating, but the process is the process of transformation, where you win the trust of that person. And so, ideally, if the preacher, he does not have, you know, I learned this very nice lesson from Rohini Prayaprabhu once, when I used to go with him to KM College. And over there, he told me, he said, when you argue with somebody, and if you don't know, and if you don't have enough evidences, then just plainly say, I don't have enough evidences, or I don't know about it. Don't butter up the whole thing by own imagination and somehow other drag the whole logic to the end where, you know, you'll turn out to be a stupid fool. Just accept that you don't know. Don't unnecessarily argue about it when you don't know about it. That's why here, when Krishna is accepting, he's accepting their views without condemnation. He's not condemning them, he's accepting them as, okay. See, he's calling them authoritative here. Directly he's calling them authoritative and saying that this is good. And at the end, of course, when you have an analysis, you should read the conclusion of the analysis. In conclusion, there might be a lot of praises. But the ultimate thing is the last thing. So, I would like to just... Before that, yes, there are many, many instances in the 10th canto where Krishna has also, shown his compassion to others other than his devotees. He's definitely very compassionate, like, a very kind mother who always, turns her eyes, to receive the faults of the child. But sorry, I didn't complete the part of the art of forgiveness over there, where I was told, to take that role of the person who hit me, or who hurt me, sorry. And then after that, suddenly I realized that, I would have done the same thing, and maybe much more bad. So it is better that, I always see from our perspective before I conclude anything. So here, in the 10th canto, as the Brahman Patnis, they go to, worship Krishna and Balaram as they are hungry on the outskirts. And they send their cowherd boys, to go and please ask for some alms. So here, when the Brahman Patnis come, and they feed Krishna. After that, he replies to the Brahman Pratnis that, your husbands, they are ultimately following my instruction. So if you go back to them, that is the best for you. They are ultimately, what they are doing is what, they following the ritual, the Vedic path, they have not come to your stage, where they are able to understand spontaneous love, but at least they are following the Vedic path. So, you should go back to them and serve them. A different question that they go back and ultimately they get transformed. But the Lord is also very, very accommodative about it. But as the ultimate thing is, in this last canto, last verse of the 11th canto, where the Lord speaks about the last verse, where he talks about, he has finished talking and Uddhava is glorifying that how merciful nature of the Lord is. He says, Bhava bhaya pahantam jnana vidjnana saram nigamakrit upajahare bhringa veda Bhringaveda, Bhringavad Veda Saram, Amrita Upadita Schapayat Britya Varga. purusham rishabhadyam krishna samyam natosmi. Now the translation says, I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original and the greatest of all beings, Lord Shri Krishna. He is the author of the Vedas, and just to destroy his devotees' fear of material existence, like a bee, he has collected this nectarian essence of all knowledge and self-realization. Thus, he has awarded to his many devotees this nectar from the ocean of bliss, and by his mercy, they have drunk it. Here, Uddhava, actually not Uddhava, here Shukdev Maharaj, you know, Shukdev Goswami himself is saying, is glorifying the Lord, saying that how merciful the Lord is that he has extracted the essence and given that essence to his devotees, just like a bee takes the essence from a flower. Amazingly, when the bee takes the essence from the flower, just I remember yesterday only, I saw some video when I was very enamored the way the bee is searching the honey. And if she doesn't find the honey in one flower, goes to the next flower. So, one devotee was mentioning to me that although the honey is collected, and if honey is not found, in both cases, either honey is collected or honey is not found, it is not that out of frustration the honeybee tampers the petals or tampers the leaves behind. I didn't get anything, you know. It doesn't condemn it. It is only concerned in taking the nectar and distributing the nectar. So, amazingly we can see that ultimately what is required is to follow the essence. Just like in the instructions of Kapil Muni, the last instruction in his Sankhya philosophy, he speaks is, you know, you might count all the elements, but the last thing that should be is, ultimate concern should be the super soul. He gives the analogy of how the entire Virat Purusha is sleeping, and all the elements enter into him, but he still doesn't get up. But he only gets up when the super soul enters. So you ultimately, you count 28 elements or 24 elements or 18 elements, but ultimately if you are neglecting super soul, then there is a problem with your philosophy. The whole purpose of reading all that or concluding all that should be that you should understand that super soul holds a supreme position and he is the ultimate object to be worshipped. You know, there are many beautiful deities in South India who have been, you know, symbolical of saving their devotees from apparent mistakes, you know, accommodating, a very accommodative nature. So there is a beautiful temple in Tanjore which is called as Sauri Rajan Perumal. This Sauri Rajan Perumal, he is also called as Neelamegha Perumal. Very beautiful, one of the most important five Krishna deities in the whole Divya Deshams. So here, this Lord appeared to one of the kings there who turned Raja Rishi, and he, just like Varad Raj, he has, rather than Abhay Hasta, he has a Varad Hasta. Very beautiful Lord. It is said that once, not two, three versions I saw, but the essence is the Lord saved the devotee. Here, once the king sends a lot of flowers to the temple to be offered to the Lord, but those flowers are somehow or other, you know, used by somebody in their own service. So the king wants to know whether these flowers have been offered to the Lord. So he comes And he asks the pujari, where is that garland of the flowers I got? So then the pujari in hurry, he understands that the flowers had come and he doesn't know about them. So somehow that he gets some other flowers, he woves them and puts it on the Lord. And when the king comes, he offers that garland to the king. And somehow or other the king finds a hair on the Lord, in the garland. And looking at that hair, the king orders that this guy who is, used the flowers for himself, first he has offered to himself, that's why his hair from his shikha has been, entangled in that. So he should be punished by beheading him. So the pujari gets very, very frightened and he prays to the Lord to please save him. And the Lord actually gives darshan with beautiful hair. Shauri is also, another name for the hair. So here the Lord, one more pastime comes where one of the pujaris, he gets an inspiration to offer a beautiful pongal in night after the Lord's darshan is over. So it is said that he goes outside the temple, holds the bowl in hand and offers it to the Lord in the mind. And suddenly, all the bells in the temple start ringing and there is a sweet smell of ghee and pongal in the entire temple. So the tradition in that temple is that till date, they offer pongal in night on the name of, that particular devotee. So here we see how the Lord showed his beautiful hair. Similar pastime comes in Lord Jagannath, where the panda, the pujari is, offering the garland to the king, and the king finds out a hair, and looking at that hair, the king wants to punish the pujari. But the pujari says that actually the Lord Jagannath has beautiful hair. So the king says, if he doesn't have hair, you had it. And he goes and sees that Lord Jagannath has beautiful hair. And looking at that hair, the king gets more angry. He says, just to save yourself, you put this false hair on Lord Jagannath. And he goes and pulls those hair. And actually, the story goes that blood comes out of the hair. So the Lord can go to such an extent to save his devotee that he's so accommodative, just like I remember, my own experience. I went to take darshan of Atti Varadaraj. The difference, it's my material perception, but when I saw him, he had a beautiful look of like a very compassionate mother. The Devaraj Perumal in the temple, who has, who's installed there, he has a beautiful majestic look, very divine and very, very, kingly. But when I saw the beautiful, when I heard this, when I read this verse, the first thing I remembered was, Atti Varadaraj's face, where he looked like a simple, compassionate mother who's ready to take faults of all his devotees. So just as his, in the Vishnu Sahasranam, Nimisha Animisha, where he closes his eyes for the faults of his devotees and opens his eyes for the good qualities of his devotees, such is the merciful Lord. So in the treasure in Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that amongst the treasure of Krishna, the greatest treasure that he has to offer to the living entity is the holy name. Today begins the holy name week, where all over the world the devotees will chant more attentively, more extra. So today is a day where we can ponder upon, especially for me, where what treasure I have got without any qualification, the topmost treasure which anybody can ever get, and the greatest gift. I was just discussing and saying that the Lord is very, very accommodative, but one can say that why doesn't the Lord himself reveal the greatest secret in the heart of the living entity. He leaves that work for his preachers to do. He doesn't condemn them, but he provides them a platform to grow from that particular level. And that comes through his scriptures, and that comes through his preachers, that is his sadhus, who will speak to that person and give him knowledge and get him to that next level. So the Lord is so accommodative that not only he considers, but he also arranges for his advancement. So the gift of the holy name, A Brahma Stambha Paryantam Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam Harir Nam Eva Kevalam. So I pray to Shri Radha Gopinath that whatever gift we have received from Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, we can attentively, alertly and very mindfully accept it and execute the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Thank you very much. Thank you for your kind reception. Hare Krishna.